So is everyone on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes. I resisted for a long time, but I worked somewhere where I had to join a Facebook group. Yeah. And so finally I registered and then found that I could spy on people, find anyone, and so it became rather appealing.
I'm a big fan of Facebook because of being able to stalk people, being able to look at other people's profiles, but I don't like the idea of other people looking up my profile. That scares me.
It's quicker than email. I find that I can keep in touch with people, especially traveling a lot, and you can share photographs, and so that's very convenient.
That's what I find most useful is when I'm abroad, it's easy to stay in contact with my friends. But I think there's too much on Facebook now for the applications and all that.
That's true.
I think some people take it a little bit too far.
Okay.
There's a lot of status updates, like this person is going to the grocery store to get butter.
Be honest. Do you check every day? Yeah. Do you look every day?
Yeah.
Every day? Okay. I look often too. But I say it's because I'm abroad, and I have to...
Yeah, that's right. But most of the time, no one has anything interesting to say.
No, and you're not really that interested in a lot of what you're saying.
But I have to check it still.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it makes things more impersonal, because people don't telephone as much or visit?
I think so, because sometimes before, I've been with a friend who I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
And he knows... that I went to a certain party or I went to a certain town for a night out one time. I'm like, I never told you that.
Yeah, so it's useful for some things, but maybe we have to step back sometimes and detach from the online community.
Definitely.
But we still are going to check this afternoon, aren't we?
Of course.
Yes. Okay.